Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriparks deemed ideal for investment. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Andrew E. James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
The government's agriparks are ripe for investment. That's the word from Chief Executive Officer CEO of the Agro Investment Corporation, Silburn Thomas.
Our view of it is you should invest in the agroparks. We believe if we can consolidate the entire value chain in a physical location, we can minimize the risk. We can do more from synergy, from knowledge sharing. We can do more from efficiencies. We can do more from scale economics.
Mr. Thomas says the Agroparks concept is designed to facilitate investments by a wide cross-section of stakeholders.
The park physically covers the factor market players on the input side and the product market players on the demand side, as well as the investors as well. And that's the unique feature of an agropark. We have irrigation and drainage infrastructure in this park, so they can be more efficient.
Additionally, the agroparks are equipped with key features such as irrigation and drainage infrastructure. Agroparks currently available for additional investments include Spring Plain with 943 acres of arable land and Ebony Park, which has 1,197 acres. Both are situated in Clarendon. The Elim Agropark in St. Elizabeth has 2,000 acres for aquaculture. 2,340 acres of arable land are also available at Amity Hall in St. James and 253 acres of the Plant and Garden River Agropark in St. Thomas. Mr. Thomas says notwithstanding the unpredictability of climate change and weather patterns, agroparks are safe investment options. He says the administrators offer support and are able to adapt quickly to environmental changes to provide the appropriate and relevant interventions.
We have to be smart about how we invest in agriculture. So here we have to lay down proper drainage infrastructure. So when we have adverse weather events, high rainfall, we're not as adversely exposed. And where we have a drought, we have irrigation infrastructure. So these are the more capable lands.
A collective approach is being employed to curtail the incidence of prairie larceny. Mr. Thomas says the corporation is experimenting with a shared approach at the Spring Plain Agropark, where the security cost is shared by all the participants according to the amount of acres being cultivated. Surveillance technology is being used in the agroparks, as well as manual monitoring of the farms by security personnel. Additionally, technical on-site support is available, including extension services provided by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority and irrigation facilitated by the National Irrigation Commission. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Clarendon 4-H Club's Parish Achievement Expo, set for March 21 and originally scheduled to be held at the Denby High School, has been relocated to the Denby 4-H Center at the Denby Showground. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. The best I feel must have weed. Translation: even the best fields have weeds. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, no one is perfect. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Andrew E. James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.